Okay, ask Catherine. Question: In a financial reset, can banks legally change the terms of a borrower's note, whether it is a fixed rate or an ARM? Thank you. My question is, what is a reset? I don't know what a financial reset is. I've heard constant internet lore about the Great Reset, and I'm beginning to think it's either fear porn or hope porn. Again, there's no point in acting. We'll just wait for the Great Reset. I don't really know what a reset is. Now, here's what you need to focus on. If the Constitution gets torn up, depending on how badly it gets shredded and what they put in the place, what it means is that the leadership will control and own everything. So we could get slavery, we could get a seizure of all assets, no private property. I mean, the sky's the limit as to what could happen. So, what you're talking about is the bank basically shredding your contract and holding you liable to a contract you have never agreed to. Now, that can only happen where there is no law. So, this is not a question of finance, it's a question of law. And if you tear up all the law and create a fascist government under the control of the banks, then in theory, there is no law other than they can take or do whatever they want. So, as a matter of law, if there is no law and we're in a basically a fascist banking dictatorship, yes, they can. Remember, the US government reserves the right to seize all assets of all citizens. And when Gaddafi them about the seizures of gold, that was the response they got, that they reserved the right to seize all assets. So I come back to the issue of I don't know what a reset is, and I don't think such a thing exists. But rather than focusing on what the banks might or might not do if we get a major change in legal structure, you need to focus on the importance of not permitting such a legal change to happen, and it won't be a legal change vis-a-vis you and the banks. It'll be much deeper, much bigger. So I get back to the fact that this is a matter of law, and the most important thing you need to do is enforce the Constitution. Because if they shred the Constitution, I assure you, terms on your borrower's note is going to be the least of your problems. Hi, Catherine. In your blog, you have a video titled Gang Stalking and V2K Testimony by Private Security Whistleblower. You have a comment with it that says CAF note. In my opinion, this is disinformation. And interesting as disinformation, gang stalking is a serious problem. Having lived in Seattle, I can vouch for a lot of what he's saying, and I'm wondering what parts you thought were disinformation. That's good to know. I would have to go back and listen to the whole thing to pick out the pieces, but it sounded way too perfect and too scripted from my point of view. And also just an intuition. I don't think he was sincere. He didn't strike me as authentic. At the same time, I thought that disinformation had some pretty interesting information in it. And so if you're interested in understanding gang stalking, I thought it was worth listening to. There's a later comment from someone. Let me jump down to it. For the last 2 months, I have email contact with an old friend who is an extreme victim of stalking. I sent him the link from your website, Gang Stalking and V2K Testimony by Private Security Whistleblower. I thought the story was compelling. My friend replied that the storyteller was a fraud. I would leave it at that. Yeah, I think anybody who's been a serious target of gang stalking would, probably not believe it. But I thought it was interesting that they put it out, and it wouldn't surprise me if it got put out. Basically, to take listenership away from the legitimate people who are really dealing with gang stalking. Anyway, recently you did an interview on the Kaiser Report with Stacey Herbert, and I was wondering what your opinions are on Max Kaiser. I have a conflicted view of him because he presents himself as a fighter of the good fight while pushing Bitcoin. I recall his war cry of buy silver and sink JP Morgan. We all know how that ended. Yeah, that ended very poorly. I saw through the delusion, the libertarian qualities of Bitcoin a long time ago and have since stopped paying attention to him. It's hard for me to not look at him as controlled opposition leading the herd into the trap or just enriching himself by pushing up his vast position in Bitcoin. Curious in your thoughts. You know, I had a real strong disagreement on the buy silver thing. I thought it was, I mean, it was basically just a very cheap lie because, if you understood how the silver market was manipulated and the extent of the federal credit was behind it, there was no way you're going to bust JP Morgan Chase over their silver position. And anyway, so I seriously disagreed with it. I thought people would lose money. Sure enough, they did. And in fact, that was at the time that I stopped being invited by Max. I think Max Keiser is entertainment, and whether or not he's controlled opposition, I don't know. It's too, when somebody's focus is entertainment, it's too hard to kind of track what they're saying and how they're saying it and whether or not, you know, sort of how it tracks with how the money is being manipulated. But I don't consider him news, and I certainly don't consider him a financial advice. Now, what I do do is I like Stacey's commentary. I think she's smart. I think she picks up on good stories. I think she has some interesting commentary. Someone else wrote in the category of hope porn, they sent me a link to Reddit on, from somebody, there's a poster called Calm Before the Storm. And, the person who sent it in this week is not the first person who sent it to me. In fact, it wouldn't, it's really funny. If you look at some of their postings, they're channeling, There's a certain kind of disinformation that sweeps up the best of the best, you know, Farrell, Rappaport, Dolan, Fitz, and repackages it and feeds it back. And it looks like that kind of, I put it probably in that category, but who knows? Anyway, so I wrote back, you know, I wrote back another speech on hope porn and why you don't get lulled into not doing anything because the cavalry is coming. Don't believe it. You know, the goal of all that hope porn is to get you to do nothing while they steal everything. Hello, Catherine. I think you will find this YouTube very interesting. It ties Nixon and George H.W. Bush to the Kennedy assassination. Please, 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 this keeps happening to me. Please do not send me anything about the Kennedy assassination unless you have read Devil's Chessboard by David Talbot, or at least listen to my interview with him on the Solari Report. David Talbot has absolutely nailed the governance structure for the assassination, who did it, why they did it. It is an absolutely brilliant, magnificent, beautifully researched, and beautifully written book. So if you want to talk about the Kennedy assassination, read Devil's Chessboard. If you haven't read, and while you're at it, you ought to read Mary's Mosaic as well, because the two of them in combination are so powerful. It really helps you understand the assassination, and then you see the entire way America's been governed since. It opens the door to understanding the governance structure in America. So please read The Devil's Chessboard, and please do not send me anything about the Kennedy assassination that is completely naive relative to that great book and that great analysis. Catherine, excellent analysis by the great Sibel Edmonds on Mueller. Yes, I posted it. It's about Mueller targeting Michael Flynn. By the way, have you considered interviewing her? Yes, she has been on the Solari Report, and I'd love to get her back on the persecution of Flynn. I think it's very important. I think she is a superhero in the fight against Mr. Global. Yes, I agree. Anyway, I'd love to get her back on to talk about the persecution of Flynn, which is very gruesome and horrible. And I'd like to have her on and talk about it, see what we can do to help. Dear Catherine, your interview on whether or not we have cognitive liberty makes me ask, is there any technology at all that one can use to block the intrusions into the human conscious and subconscious? How about a Faraday cap? Surely there is some material and metal that prevents their ability to read the human mind at a distance. How about special glasses that filter or detect subtle subliminal visual signals, special earpieces that detect similar subnormal signals? What if you turned your home into a Faraday cage? You continue to send out the information we have to have. Boy, would I love all those things. And at various times I've tried to grapple with them. I will say this, the blue shield that Jason Bowden-Smith recommended has helped me a tremendous amount. It's really made a difference, but I would love many other ways of doing this. I have a friend who built the equivalent of a Faraday cage for his bedroom, and boy, is that wonderful. It really makes a difference. Anyway, so I'm not a techie who would be very good at doing this, but I would love it if many of you would go to work and figure it out, because we do need to come up with different ways of really protecting ourselves from the technology, or energetically sending love back through the satellites, and let's corrupt them with love. Anyway, so some significant help on this would be very appreciated. And if anybody sees great sources who are looking to help people with this, please send it my way. Now, I get back again to the issue. There's no technological answer or solution for a political problem, just like there's no financial answer or solution for a political problem. We have people who are breaking the law in a way that harms us, and that's got to stop, whether they're stealing all our money or they're sending, subnormal signals into our brain without our permission. So this is why I keep coming back to enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. Anyway, so I'm very interested in enforcing the Constitution, and I'm not interested in all the people who say it's hopeless, because they have no idea, as impaired as it has been, you have no idea how bad it'll be if they can shred it. We're working on a new special report on efforts to enforce the Constitution vis-a-vis the NSA, and we hope to have that up next week. And then I've commissioned the first in a series of special reports on enforcement related to the Appropriations Clause. So I'm hoping, as I provide more and more information on that, we can also move to action on constitutional enforcement. Catherine, for the past 2 months, I've had an email contact with an old friend who is an extreme victim of stalking. Okay, so this is the guy who said it was a fraud. Then I wrote back to him and said, "I think the V2 testimony was likely disinformation. Hope you sent your friend biggerthansnowden.com. That is the best. If you want to learn about gang stalking, that is the best website, biggerthansnowden.com." And then he sent me an announcement that Thierry Misson has a new book, which looks very interesting, and I will take a look at that. I think he's a very good writer. Anyway, more comments about that. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for your answer to this in advance. I don't know if others have asked you, but there are so many w areas of Soleri suggested things to do that it can be overwhelming for one person. You do a lot already. You cannot possibly do it all. So I'm wondering if we could parcel it out, wondering if the membership is mature enough now to make a members-only circle online and allow people to share their names who are willing to take a particular area at a time and work on it. I would love to find other Soleri members in Colorado, Utah, and network with them. We've tried to introduce people through lunches and events, and we'll keep doing that. We're continue to work on our new website, and it's taking much, much, much longer than expected. But I am reasonably optimistic that we'll have it up by the end of the year, early next year. And once that happens, I hope to be out and about doing more lunches and events, and to help you get to meet each other. Our experiences with trying to do anything online are absolutely dreadful. I think one of the reasons is online, you have to deal with a great deal of entrainment. There's always, all it takes is one bad guy paid to do disinformation to create trouble, and that's just not what we need. I want to stay very high integrity. So, again, I will do my best to make sure lunches and dinners are available for you to get to meet each other.